All right, today we're diving headfirst into the world of AI tools. They're everywhere right now, and honestly, each one feels like it's trying to outdo the other.
Aye, like a tech Olympics. Who can multitask the hardest? Or in my case, who can outwit me in suggesting creative ways to ruin a shepherd's pie recipe?
Wait, what?
ChatGPT. I asked it to zhuzh up my mum's recipe, and somehow, I ended up with smoked paprika, quinoa, and maple syrup in the mix. It was quite the experiment.
That sounds innovative. But honestly, that illustrates one of ChatGPT's strengths beautifully: versatility. It's fantastic for creative tasks, like, well, recipe innovation, but also for coding, problem solving, and even setting up those custom GPT personas tailored to specific needs.
Yes, and more sensible folk might use it for actual work. What about Microsoft Copilot, though? I've heard it's practically married to Excel and Word.
Totally. Microsoft Copilot is incredible for productivity within the Microsoft ecosystem. It not only works seamlessly with tools like Word and Excel, but it also brings in real-time web searching. So say you're writing a project proposal and need the latest figures. It can pull that data in without breaking stride. It's really a tech expert's dream.
Ah, so it's the straight-laced one in the AI lineup, while ChatGPT is more the artsy sibling. What about Claude? That's the ethical one, right?
Exactly. Claude by Anthropic is all about ethics and safety. It's ideal for sensitive or morally complex conversations. Plus, it's great for creative writing as well, like stories or novels, while making sure it doesn't cross ethical boundaries. Hard not to respect that approach.
And then there's Google Gemini, right? The science one with all the facts and figures?
Yep. Google Gemini excels in academic and scientific research. It's got access to quite a treasure trove of scientific databases and does an amazing job tackling math as well. Researchers and students absolutely love it, though it's had a few bumps with image generation controversy. But still, for pure analysis and data, it's top-notch.
So basically, you've got an all-rounder, a corporate whiz, a philosopher, and a scientist. It's starting to feel like assembling an AI Avengers team.
Exactly. And you'll see just how powerful these combinations can be when used strategically.
All right, so these AI tools sound pretty epic when you describe them like an Avengers team. But here's the thing. How do normal people like me actually start using them without feeling like we need a doctorate in robotics?
Great question. And that's actually where these tools shine. Take Pi AI, for instance. It's designed for specialized conversational assistance. Whether you need wine recommendations...
Aye, priorities.
Absolutely. Or, you know, for something like advice on a specific niche topic, Pi delivers incredibly tailored responses. Say you're prepping for a last-minute presentation. It can help you fine-tune your pitch effortlessly.
Like having a clever pal who always knows just enough to save your bacon. All right, what about Perplexity AI? That's the academic one, right? Sounds a bit more intimidating, less bacon-saving, more paper-writing.
Exactly. Perplexity AI is like the academic ace up your sleeve. Whether you're researching a topic, working on a debate, or tackling complex mathematical problems, it not only provides answers, but backs them up with accurate citations. So you can trust its information is reliable and give your professor fewer headaches.
I see. It's the one you'd want in your corner during trivia night. Or, perhaps more critically, your next research deadline. But not everyone's buried in academics. What's the day-to-day appeal?
Oh, definitely. It can help streamline everyday tasks, like organizing your thoughts or summarizing dense research papers. And then there's Mistral, which is great for nuanced conversations, thanks to its emotional awareness. It's like having a thoughtful sounding board when you're working through ideas or tackling complex problems.
Ah, that sounds pretty handy. Especially if you're bouncing ideas solo. And productivity junkies probably love Microsoft Copilot, eh?
No doubt. This one's like your tech-savvy assistant. It shines in Word or Excel, helping you streamline processes. One neat trick? You can give it a task like formatting a spreadsheet or drafting a report, and it'll handle it in seconds. I mean, it's basically productivity on steroids.
Steroids, but for Excel. Now that's a headline, but let's get a touch more personal. Got any of your own stories where AI has saved the day?
Funny you should ask. Grok, right? This thing is amazing for real-time updates. Like, I'm talking about staying ahead of breaking news or tracking social trends faster than you can refresh a browser tab. I use it all the time in podcast production. helps me pivot stories while they're still hot. Makes me feel like some kind of tech fortune teller.
Aye, tech fortune teller. Honestly, though, that does sound ridiculously useful. Social media is chaos at the best of times. If Grok can sort through that and actually give you relevant info, hats off to it.
Totally. It's not just about speed, though. It's about pointing you to quality updates amidst the noise. Trust me, that's a game changer.
All right, so we've got AI tools helping out with everything from bacon-saving chats to supercharged spreadsheets. It's clear they have their perks, but it can't all be sunshine and rainbows, eh?
True, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. While AI tools are revolutionizing how we work, write, and even cook, they're not without their quirks and limitations.
Poorly, in my case.
Hey, let's not sell paprika, quinoa, shepherd's pie short just yet.
Let's forever.
Fair enough. But seriously, as exciting as all this AI innovation is, it's not without its challenges, right? I mean, take something like Meta AI. It's still relatively new, but there are major privacy concerns.
Aye, Meta and personal data. I wouldn't exactly call it a love story.
Exactly. And while I've seen it do some amazing things, like generating top-notch visual content, there's always that nagging reminder, be careful what info you feed it. You don't want your life story turning into training data for the next algorithm.
True. Sharing things online already feels like shouting out your secrets at a bus stop. AI just takes that to a whole new level.
Totally. And that's where tools like Claude stand out. It's designed to prioritize ethics, making it safer for sensitive discussions. But even then, we've got to ask, how much do we trust any AI to always make the right call?
Tricky. Like, does Claude ever wrestle with the trolley problem while telling bedtime stories?
Huh. Not quite, but ethical AI, like Claude, is at least trying to deal with moral ambiguity responsibly. Still, any system designed by humans is going to reflect our flaws to some degree.
Which is why finding a balance is so crucial, eh? Reminds me of that student example you mentioned, Google Gemini helping with research.
Right. It's stellar for students or researchers analyzing tricky data. Its precision is where it shines. Then there's Perplexity AI. Not only does it assist with research, but it goes one step further by providing citations you can trust.
Literal lifesavers for deadlines, I imagine. But here's the thing. How do we make sure folk lean on AI the right way without completely losing the plot?
That's the big question, isn't it? It's all about balance. You want to use these tools to enhance what you're doing, not just outsource your thinking. Like with productivity, if something like Microsoft Copilot saves you hours drafting reports, how do you use that extra time wisely?
The old time saved versus time wasted conundrum. But you know, I think it all circles back to awareness and, well, a bit of respect for the tool itself. Don't let it run wild.
Exactly. Respect the tool and be mindful of its limitations. I think AI really calls on us to become better at managing how and when we use tech. That's probably its biggest opportunity. It's not just smarter tech. It's helping us rethink how we approach problems.
Aye, there's something in that. Like, my whole perspective on AI has evolved, honestly. From just a gadget to a teammate of sorts. One that's a bit unpredictable, but truly helps when you know what to ask of it.
Couldn't agree more. And on that note, I think we've covered a lot today. From the quirks of shepherd's pie AI creativity to tapping into ethical dilemmas and productivity hacks.
It's been quite the ride. Tech fortune tellers, bacon-saving bots and all. But no paprika experiments next time, eh?
Deal. And to everyone listening, find your balance, enjoy the tech, and maybe make that shepherd's pie the old-fashioned way.
On that note, cheers for tuning in. Catch you next time.
See you, everyone.